With your forbearance, there is a gentleman who went through considerable effort to get here today for communications. He was actually signed up for next week, but there was some confusion. Would anybody have any objections if we took him today? Come on up, sir. And is it Michael Jenkins? Did I get that correct? Thank you, sir.
I have a bill here I'm going to read to you because I have medical conditions.
No problem. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, my name is Bill Russell. I'm a friend of Michael's, and I'm just here to read his statement. Here's his statement. My name is Michael Jenkins. People know me as Pork Chop. I've been chronically homeless off and on in Portland for a long time. I was part of Right to Dream 2 when it was safe and sober. I am concerned about Right to R2D2 because internal leadership has become lax, and I've seen drinking and drugging there. I helped them move into the new site in June. When I confronted their leadership and members about alcohol there, I was physically attacked at their instigation. Despite being a victim of the attack, I was arrested and held in jail. Charges against me were eventually dismissed. But everything I owned, my converted school bus that I lived in called the Hawthorne bus, and all my possessions were taken and never returned to me. I have asked Portland police where my buses and belongings are, but they have never told me. I have an active complaint with the city auditor, independent police review, but I wanted you to know what is happening out there. Dozens of homeless people have all their belongings taken during sweeps. We are citizens, and even though we are homeless, we should not have to lose our property because we can't move it quickly enough and have nowhere to move it. I have a housing voucher, but no landlord who will rent to me. Joint has been working on it for weeks with no result. Right now, I have a motel voucher until Saturday. We all know there will be tons of people in town this weekend for the eclipse, and here I go again. I don't like being homeless. I hate it. It gives me anxiety to think about being out on the street again. I just wanted you to know what's still going on in Portland.
Thank you.
I just want to follow up. I've been in the mayor's office to explain this. I feel like I'm getting a runaround. I'm not a runaround person. I'm not going away. The Hawthorne bus came here a year ago, said we were going to go out and we're going to help people out on the streets, defend their property. For the year I had done that, I started out a year ago in Lower Hills Park bringing 146 people off the Springwater Trail. Then the safety, I brought a shit show to bring in the Laurel Hurst. I brought the worst of the worst, and they're still in there. There's no help for anybody. They want to blow us off. I'm done with it. I'm done watching five women get raped in there, and that's all I got to say.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And we will look into your allegations with regard to R2D2. They have a very clear community agreement, and what you described would be in direct violation of that agreement.
Well, I was I've been the original. Me and Abraham started it 5.5 years ago, and we never once dreamed of it. When we don't even have a military bed, or we don't even have a handicap bed over there right now for anybody that comes in in dire need of it, that ain't happening. We have a couple's tent, we have a men's tent, and we have a woman's tent. I'd like to speak with you in your chambers later.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and thanks for coming by. Thanks, Bill.